Mexican cartel terrorists open fire on U.S. agents in Texas near border. By Randy Clark on January 27, 2025. Several Border Patrol agents conducting surveillance and enforcement activities in Texas came under fire from suspected Mexican drug cartel operatives early Monday afternoon. Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol agents exchanged gunfire with the cartel members and sought cover as reinforcements were summoned. The agents did not sustain injuries during the initial exchange of gunfire. However, the incident is still unfolding. Update, 9:15 p.m. January 27, 2025. DPS officials report that state law enforcement resources have withdrawn from the scene. Mexican sources also report that Army and State Guard troops withdrew from the south side of the river. Officials indicate no arrests have been made. Border Patrol officials had no comment regarding their current status on the matter. DPS spokesman Lieutenant Chris Olivares posted DPS drone videos showing the gunman fleeing Mexico as Mexican military arrived. Video, earlier today, ATX DPS responded to assist the U.S. Border Patrol after agents received gunfire from cartel members in Mexico while patrolling in Fronton, Starr County. DPS drone operators captured the gunman fleeing Mexico due to military presence and seeking refuge on an pic.twitter.com/opf5l7to. Chris Olivares, at LT Chris Olivares, January 28, 2025. Update, 8:45 p.m. January 27, 2025. Photos provided by Texas DPS show heavily armed Mexican Army trucks patrol the south side of the Rio Grande. Update, 8:15 p.m. January 27, 2025. Border Patrol Tactical, BORTIC, teams arrived at the scene to help recover three Border Patrol vehicles abandoned by agents who came under fire, according to DPS Lieutenant Olivares. Video posted by Jorge Ventura Media shows the BORTIC teams arriving. BORTIC units from the Border Patrol arriving at the scene here in Fronton as the investigation continues after agents were fired upon by suspected cartel members. pic.twitter.com/4nwxtr/zig2. Jorge Ventura Media, at Ventura Report, January 27, 2025. Olivares told Breitbart, Texas, four cartel gunmen were hiding on the 100-plus acre brush-covered island. The island is located in the middle of the Rio Grande, not far from Fronton Island, the island that was cleared of brush in November 2023 by the Texas National Guard. Update, 6 p.m. January 27, 2025. Texas DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares told Breitbart, Texas, that four alleged gunmen are still pinned down on an island in the Rio Grande. The men are being monitored by DPS drones. The men reportedly pointed rifles at the drones. Original story continues. According to a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, the agents were conducting surveillance along the Rio Grande near Fronton, Texas, when the shooting took place. The agents returned gunfire and sought cover in the heavy brush along the river's edge. The agents left their marked Border Patrol vehicles on the banks of the river, where they currently remain as the shooting scene remains active. According to the DPS spokesperson, Lieutenant Chris Olivares, Texas authorities are assisting Special Operations Group members from the Border Patrol who are currently at the scene. Several law enforcement drones are being utilized to observe the movements of the drug cartel members as the agents' vehicles are retrieved from the banks of the Rio Grande. Law enforcement sources on the scene tell Breitbart, Texas, the authorities have four suspected cartel members trapped on an island just off the Mexican bank of the Rio Grande and are monitoring that activity. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the Fronton, Texas area has been notoriously dangerous for Border Patrol agents and Texas DPS Highway Patrol troopers in recent years due to Mexican drug cartel activity. In January 2022, Border Patrol agents attempting to arrest a migrant near Fronton came under gunfire but escaped injury in that incident as well. A Border Patrol vehicle sustained damage from the gunfire during that incident. The latest shooting comes just days after a Border Patrol agent was killed during a shootout in Vermont. The Border Patrol agent, identified by officials as David C. Malland, conducted a traffic stop on a Vermont highway near the Canadian border. Few details of the shooting have been released by the FBI or U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The parent agency of the Border Patrol as an investigation continues. Newly appointed Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks confirmed Agent Malland was killed by gunfire last week. Immediately after being sworn in, President Trump signed an executive order designating the Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark. Editor's note, this is a developing story. Additional information will be added as it becomes available.